In the previous episode, we began to disclose the solution to the Zionist problem in Palestine by revealing the true Jewish solution to the issue of Palestine. In this part two of our four-part solution episode, we uncover and bring forth the shameful and inhumane Zionist solution to the issue of Palestine. David Grun, a.k.a. David Ben-Gurion, first Israeli Prime Minister, former Israeli Minister of Defense. After the formation of a large Zionist army in the wake of the establishment of the Zionist state, we shall abolish partition, expand to the whole of the Palestine. Chaim Weissman. We shall spread in the whole country in the course of time. This is only an arrangement for the next 25 to 30 years. Vladimir Yevgenyevich Jabotinsky, a.k.a. Ze'ev Wolf Jabotinsky, member of the World Zionist Organization, founder of the Zionist Revisionist Movement, spiritual father of the Likud Party. Colonization can continue and develop only under the protection of a force independent of the local population. An iron wall which the native population cannot break through. This is our policy towards the Arabs, and to formulate it in any other way would be hypocrisy. The Jewish question can be solved either completely or it cannot be solved at all. We are in need of a territory where our people will constitute the overwhelming majority. And one must not be afraid of the word segregation. Eitan Ben Eliyahu, former Israeli Major General, famously declared on Israeli television, "Eventually we will have to thin out the number of Palestinians living in the territories." Joseph Weitz, unofficial director of the Transfer Committee, director of the Land and Afforestation Department, an excerpt from his published diary. "We must work out a secret plan based on the removal of the Arabs and include it in American political circles." David Grun. The strategic objective of the Zionist forces was to destroy the urban communities, which were the most organized and politically conscious sections of the Palestinian people. This was not done by house-to-house fighting inside the cities and towns, but by the conquest and destruction of the rural areas surrounding most of towns. Deprived of transportation, food, and raw materials, the urban communities underwent a process of disintegration, chaos, and hunger, which forced them to surrender. Moshe Dayan, former Israeli Defense Minister, former Israeli Minister of Foreign Affairs. "Israel must see the sword as the main, if not the only, instrument with which to keep its morale high and to retain its moral tension. Towards this end, it must, invent danger, and to do this, it must adopt the method of provocation and revenge. And above all, let us hope for a new war with the Arab countries, so that we may finally get rid of our troubles and acquire our space." Levi Yitzhak Shkolnik, a.k.a. Levi Eshkol, third Israeli Prime Minister, former Minister of Defense, former Minister of Finance. "We'll deprive Gaza of water and the Arabs will leave." David Grun. "We shall accept a state in the boundaries fixed today, but the boundaries of the Zionist aspirations are the concern of the Jewish people, and no external factor will be able to limit them. Let us not ignore the truth. Politically, we are the aggressors, and they defend themselves. The country is theirs because they inhabit it." Yitzhak Yezhernitsky, a.k.a. Yitzhak Shamir, 7th Israeli Prime Minister, former Israeli Minister of Foreign Affairs. "For the land of Greater Israel, it is permissible to lie." Moshe Chertok, a.k.a. Moshe Sharet, second Israeli prime minister. The Arab reaction would be negative to the partition idea because the Arabs would lose everything and gain almost nothing. The Arabs would lose the richest part of Palestine, the orange plantations, the commercial and industrial centers, most of the coastal areas, and they would be driven out into the desert. This would be such an uprooting, such a shock, the likes of which had never occurred before and could drown the whole thing in rivers of blood. Avit Levovich Lieberman, a.k.a. Avidor Lieberman, Minister of Finance, former Israeli Deputy Prime Minister, former Israeli Minister of Defense, former Israeli Minister of Foreign Affairs. The vision I would like to see here is the entrenching of the Jewish and the Zionist state. I very much favor democracy, but when there is a contradiction between democratic and Jewish values, the Jewish and Zionist values are more important. Vladimir Yevgenyevich Jabotinsky. Notoriously hinting at the ultimate plan of the Zio imperialists, the wolf, Jabotinsky said, "We Jews, thank God, have nothing to do with the East. The Islamic soul must be broomed out of Greater Israel." Benjamin Netanyahu, a.k.a. Ben Netai, a.k.a. Benjamin Netanyahu, a.k.a. Bibi, a.k.a. Benjamin Malaikowski, former Israeli Prime Minister, former Israeli Minister of Finance, former Israeli Minister of Foreign Affairs, Likud Political Party Chairman. It doesn't matter if justice is on your side, you just have to depict your position as just. Ben Zion Malaikowski, a.k.a. Ben Zion Netanyahu, Ben Netay's father, in an April 3rd, 2009 interview. "There are no two peoples here. There is a Jewish people and an Arab population. There is no Palestinian people, so you don't create a state for an imaginary nation. They only call themselves a people in order to fight the Jews." Joseph Isaac Gutnick, a.k.a. Diamond Joe, in an open letter addressed to Israeli Minister of Interior, Ayelet Shahed, "You and I know each other for many years. I always strongly supported you for your loyal adherence to the values we share. A strong and uncompromising right-wing government to prevent the establishment of a Palestinian state and not to allow portions of Eretz Yisrael to be given away." Ayelet Shahed, Israeli Minister of Interior, former Israeli Minister of Justice, member of Yamina Political Party, former leader of Yamina Political Party. In a Channel 2 interview program broadcast in January 2012, she was asked the following question. "When your husband, the pilot, when he's up in the air, do you hope he'll be pounding the Arabs hard with bombs?" Shahed responded first with a laugh and then said, "Yes." Ayelet Shahed listed the principles determined to be upheld by the Yamina political party, which included, "We are the only party that opposes the establishment of a Palestinian state and any withdrawal from the territories of the Land of Israel. We will work to develop settlements throughout the country." Yair Lapid, alternate Israeli Prime Minister, Minister of Foreign Affairs, former Israeli Minister of Finance, January 2016. "My principle says, maximum Jews on maximum land, with maximum security, and with minimum Palestinians." Naftali Bennett, Israeli Prime Minister, former Israeli Minister of Defense, former Israeli Minister of Education, leader of the Yamina political party. "The land is ours. I will do everything in my power forever to fight against a Palestinian state being founded in the Land of Israel."